Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Can't hear.
Understanding that they're actually getting back together for a show down there in Long Beach this year, spring, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you, Mr. Wayne, for bringing that to the table.
Gorgeous. Yes.
Yeah. Well, folks, hour number three here is going to be brought to you by the Hijacker and not Pfizer. This is definitely not brought to you by Pfizer. But before I give this microphone to Hijacker, if you've enjoyed the last 2 hours hosted by yours truly, the mechanic, get in there and look at the websites. They've been changed a little bit. There's been some issues. It's revolution.radio. It's freedomsips.net. It's freedomsips.org. All right. Find your way over to the website. Okay. And if you could, find that donation button up on the top left corner. I think it's left. Maybe in the middle, there's a row of options. Okay. Get in there, become a Patreon member, get on the circuit. Also, if you could, maybe if that's not going to work for you, you're not about that lifestyle, then what I want you to do is go ahead and just
send a little check at 10, 20, 30, 50, 150. Do what you can. Send a little check. Let's keep these on. We are the number one listener supported internet radio station, and let's keep it that way. I don't look at TalkStream. Where are we at, Mr. Wayne? TalkStream, hit it. Where are we at?
I need to take a look, but I will get right back to you on that.
Okay. I don't look. Why? Well, you know, look, my message is not for everybody. I got a select group of individuals who like to hear what I got to say. And for those who are listening, I really do appreciate it. TalkStream, you know, look, some of the hosts out here, they get better raised than I do.
Back with you on that currently. 4, 8, 14.
Yeah. Like I said, how you doing? Number 14 in the nation. What happened?
All right, 14 in the nation. That's pretty good, man. I mean,
not too bad.
You know, anytime we're up above, 15, that's good.
I'll take it. If you're listening, we thank you. And it's because of you, we're still here. So it's kind of a win-win. I think this station, and there's another podcast out there. They're called No Agenda. It's Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. And Adam Curry, as you know, former MTV VJ, okay, video DJ. And this individual and this guy, John C. Dvorak, out of Hollywood, a former producer, filmmaker, this and that, worked on film sets, still lives in Silicon Valley. They do a podcast, and they have a tradition that they started. It's called Value for Value. And to be honest with you, I think Revolution Radio was the original Value for Value radio show. But we're not a traditional podcast, although we have our archives available. Right? That doesn't mean we're necessarily the traditional podcast. These guys, No Agenda, you know, they preach this value for value concept, which I agree to and I like it. Donate at your will, you climb a scale, you achieve certain level of donations, and you get more responses, and that's just a certain way they do it, value for value. And then you can just donate for listening. There's a lot of people that don't pay, you know, like I'm one of them. I don't pay, so I'm considered a douchebag because I don't pay, but I still listen. These guys, both of them, they're not hurting for money. And I know there's definitely a profit margin that they're looking for there. All right. And I'm not in denial of that myself. I take pride. I never made a dime directly from YouTube. YouTube never wrote me a check. Okay. I'm happy to say that. All right. And everybody's still on YouTube. That's your thing. You want to ride it out as long as you can. That's all right. But I'm not looking to get back on YouTube ever. I think YouTube is a complete shit show. I have no interest in getting back on it. I just got out of a 30-day sentence in Facebook. I think my days there are numbered as well. Twitter, I don't know. We'll see. I'm still shadow banned on Twitter somehow. I'm not sure why that's going down, but it is. Maybe I cuss too much on Twitter. I never learned. This is where we are. Jacker, hour number 3.
Run it.
Okay. Artie, let's party. Oh, by the way, what you can actually donate to Revolution Radio is a big help. And just for the record, RBN has now adopted my model, which I said a long time ago, in which RBN, it's another network, they've adopted this donation model. And so if you go to RBN, you can put in the host that you like, and then you put in your donation, and then RBN basically cuts the profit with the host with RBN. So in other words, you know, I said a long time ago, line up all the hosts.
What are you getting at, bro?
Donation, money. Which RBN is running away.
Yeah, we're not RBN.
I know, but RBN in the last week have announced that every single host is now so lined up. Are you going to let me finish?
Sure, go ahead. Finish.
I'm just saying is that whether you like Mechanic or Mr. Rowe or whatever, if you go to the RBN swag shop in RBN, Robert Revolt or whoever, and you donate money, they will get a cut. I try to do this on Revolution Radio, but it hasn't happened. Anyways, RBN is making money now, hand over fist, because a lot of people, yeah, they want to buy the coffee mug, but they also want to support their particular host. Now they can plug in their host that will actually get a cut of the money, and now RBN has got money hand over fist, just for the record. Now, let me go ahead and I got 15 minutes. I've been guaranteed.
Shut up. Just talk. Get the mic.
Wait a minute. You gave me 15 minutes to your word.
Yes, just go run. Talk. Speak. Go.
Right. Well, no, I'm going to give the timeline on what we're on.
Okay.
Run it already.
Okay. Well, I first want to start off with the detonator cap, which I know well. And so here you go. Here's a detonator cap before my...
Yeah, that didn't trip any stations across the country, did it? Go ahead.
Just watch TalkStream Live. Watch we go up from 14 to number 8 really quick. Anyways, here we go. I'm going to set this girl off.
It's going to be at 25 and 30 minutes. Go ahead, Jacker.
Right, here we go. I'm going to set this off as a detonator cap, and then I'll do my 15 minutes of timeline, AI, where we're at, how much time we got. So here we go. What's the problem?
No, you sound good, Jacker. Go ahead.
Hey, you're good,
your voice is fine, Jacker. Your technical issues?
So anybody heard about Chris and the Piston? Anybody heard about how my father was murdered with remdesivir? Has anybody heard about how the hospital called me and blamed me and my mom?
Because
you weren't vaccinated, that was the reason he died? Anybody heard about how they put my dad on palliative care?
Not doing it. All right. You were already told, Jacker. You were already told, and we know what's in that video. We know that she dropped a few F-bombs. We got Painter on the show. I don't want him leaving because of your jackass. All right. So, anybody else want to go? Well, how are we doing on hour number 3 here?
Yeah. I want him to go ahead with the rest of what he's got, and he can explain that video if he likes. But I,
well, you know, thing is,
he probably has other stuff.
Thing is, it's I don't know. It gets vulgar to the point where it probably shouldn't be on air because. If somebody really, really, really just wanted to just, you know, yeah. So.
But you Mechanic, get what she said.
We've been
talking about this since, what, 2020?
Yeah.
How many incidences of people's parents dying? You couldn't go to a funeral to see your grandfather that passed away. Because you wasn't vaccinated, you wasn't wear a mask.
I definitely understand.
I understand it, but it's not nothing that we haven't seen.
Why was I dropped?
What happened? We just lost you. What happened?
Yeah, who cut me off?
Yeah, that'd be me.
Why?
We can't.
The same video that you were warned not to play.
She cusses quite a bit, and it wouldn't be a good thing for the station to be hit.
This is internet radio. That's childish.
Okay, well, take it up with management, Chief. Don't shoot the messenger.
Right.
Would RBN allow it on their airwaves?
Right.
What's that?
It's all about RBN. Would they allow it?
Oh, come on.
Nothing.
Of which RBN is like...
We're at the end of days. Our whole planet's being wiped out.
Shit. You think it's the end of days. I think it's just getting started. We're just now starting the party.
Come on. Tens of millions of people are dying, Ahmad. Come on. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I'll tell you what.
All you're worried about, all you think is doom and gloom and the end of the world is coming and people are shit.
I'll tell you what. You know, I'll, hey, see, can I'll see y'all in here. A week. Here. I'll check y'all out in about a week.
RBN.
Over and out.
RBN is currently setting at 42. RBN is currently setting at 42 on TalkStream Live. We're still at 15. So.
Thank you. Listen,
I'm sorry to want him off, but I just don't agree with it. You don't have to be nasty and get your point across.
Well, yeah. You know, the thing, I want to go back to what the focus is, and this is a person that lost her loved one, and really?
I can relate to that.
Right. Yes. You know, that's what if he wants to come back on and relate to that and continue from there, absolutely. You know, but the thing is, there's how many, Sergeant Miller was kind of getting into it, I believe. How many people are in the same boat, rowing them with the same oar, you know what I mean?
See, what I look at when incidences like that happen, what do you do next? And I can tell you three people, this cashier, this truck stop I go by, she lost her grandmother a year ago outside of CVS after she got the shot. So what she did, she continued with her life. She lived like her grandmother taught her how to live, how to love each other, respect each other, keep on going. She got four children that she got to raise with two grandchildren she got to help. So when you're confronted with reality of life, it's what you do after that, the perseverance. That's where this comes into what humanity has to do.
But let me add this to Jacker's behalf. Okay, I really with the respect of the roundtables not having that vulgar video on, and I agree with that. All I wish that Jacker would have done was came on and explained, with just like John Wayne did, her father, she lost her father. And, you know, you can't blame her for being, she was outraged. And you can't blame her for being outraged. I mean, man, there's no telling what kind of good health her father was in. So all I was stating, in Jacker's behalf, he could have explained it in that way. And what he could have done was, if he wanted to add something to it, fine. But I was trying to get more of the information. Maybe he had some inside information on the Russia thing going on, or whatever else he had to add to the roundtable. That's what I was, and I'm sure people that in the chat room wanted to hear as well. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't mind him talking. The fact is he wanted to play that video again. He had no reason to play that video again.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that's all there is to it. I mean, why kick the horse twice?
Right. Yeah. But I wanted to add something of my own. Like, if this thing about which a lot of people are not shedding light on, we just had this balloon come across, which I know is no big deal to everyone here now. But, we noticed that they bought up property in Kansas. And another thing, what they're going to do after that remains to be seen. But the thing is, we talk about drones a lot here at Rev Radio. Why is it that we're not having these type of drone operated vehicles that could come into play? If we're using them for weaponizing, why not turn them toward operations of vehicles, to where we can fly vehicles instead of bombing making drones? I mean, anyone ever give that any thought? Just a thought of mine that I had that I wanted to share.
All right. Yeah. Well, absolutely. Like aerial seeding. What else? I was thinking of something else.
One invention I like is robots that crawl along in farmers' fields and just pluck weeds. So you don't need herbicides. And possibly go after pests, too. Or you use ladybugs and that, Start permaculture, use perennials.
I think one of the big one of the big things is
taking away the Mexicans' jobs.
Speaking of tech,
retire that. We need more humans, not more robots.
Speaking of technology wise, the bees, when the bees are dead and are done and have died off all together, well, then humanity will not be too far behind. So I say that we devise ways to pollinate plants via, you know, mini drones or whatever it may take. I mean, they've got a remote control mosquitoes.
There's other bugs and stuff around my community that pollinate desert life around here. It's not just bees, but I have bees over.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, just branching off, saying let's do something, you know, better than, you know, strapping a couple of RPGs to the bottom of a drone.
Well, that's the idea, is if we can correct the dollar, I mean, get a real dollar, get a people's dollar working for us, mm-hmm. We can deprive DARPA, we can deprive the Pentagon. But we're not brave enough to stand up and stop them from burning the world right before our eyes.
Well, they're starting World War III, that's for damn sure. And it's not going to be too long before all hell breaks full on loose.
I still disagree. Something... I don't think it's going to come out like that. I think they're just going to try to keep us in the meat grinder.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's what it is over there now. I mean, that's what they're even referring to it as, is a meat machine. You know, and the Russians are just kicking the shit out of the Ukrainians, left and right.
Sooner or later, they got to run out of meth heads to comply with that.
Well, either that or, you know, I believe what I think is
keep repeating it that way.
Russia will eventually take all of Ukraine in given time. And the Ukrainians, I've heard some generals saying it could be within the next 80 days. So whatever that may be, you know, between 30 to 80 days.
Put them in the gulags and re-educate. I'm sorry, I interrupted again. Go ahead.
Right. So the numbers actually are, and this is by
400,000. 400,000, man. Go ahead. Yeah.
400,000 killed in action. All right. So this is the hijacker. I've been promised 15 minutes.
Good word.
Come on. Get to it already.
That was your word.
Your word. You were out. You could see me in a week. Here you are. A week has not gone by. Clearly.
You're not going to play that video again, are you?
You spent 15 minutes. Trying to get 15 minutes. Hit the road, Toad.
That's why you're knocked off, because we don't want you to play that video again. So you got to do it.
What do you mean I knocked off? I jumped off.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you said, I got this, if you don't mind, gentlemen. Thank you. Hijack. All due respect, man. The video, you're done playing, right? Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I was setting it up.
Are we moving on, and you have something else to say? Let's go for it.
I want to talk about war crimes and war crimes that are being committed, right? Has everybody seen? No, you're going to get it. You're going to get it
right
now.
Wow. You're going to get it. Bleed it out. The mechanic here, pro.
I'm going to give it to you. Hey, the thing is, talk about the drones. Look, listen to me, God dang it. Listen, for the love of God, he's going to get his time if you just stop. Everybody just stop. Listen to me. Hey, I want to speak about war crimes that are happening and occurring right now. Listen, check it out. I'm adding, God, for the sake of it, everybody shut up, okay? I am going to give it to Jacker, but I want to give something and add to what he is probably going to continue talking about. He was talking about the death toll, right? Okay, check it out. Does anybody aware that they are using these drones to drop gas? You know, poison gas. That's a war crime. It's against the Geneva Convention.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, man. There's a video out there that shows a Russian soldier that was gassed laying in a trench of water, drowning to death because he can't get it. He I don't know, man. He's spazzing out. I'll find the video so you can see it. Go, Jacker.
Hey, okay, Jack. So what my thing is about is basically about timeline, and it's about AI and where we're at. And that we only have about 6 months before we're actually coming to a collision in which all of our lives are going to change. So when we take a look at the situation, we take a look at the death wave. We take a look at the food scarcity wave, the energy wave, the hyperinflation, everything, the economic collapse, which is we're on the precipice of. So when we take a look at all that, we can see we're real close to the end of the world as we know it. It's not the end of the world, but it's the end of the world as we know it. And so my whole thing is not, no, it's not about the Ukraine. It's not about, you know, the death toll. Now it's 400,000 Ukrainians have been killed. No. What mine's about is, so we've got these different, and this goes to, if you actually take a look at Civil War Comes to America, and you go to Zen Garcia on YouTube, and Zach Mason, which is a little suspicious, basically, Zach Mason, you know, how do you get a last name as Mason unless your family's been heavily involved in the club? In other words, the Freemason Club. But they go through these different people. A lot of them housewives, plumbers, no big name people, no big pastors, mega churches that I received the word of the Lord. I got a revelation of God. No, none of these people. And so this guy, Zach Mason, traces on the internet all these little people who basically, they don't show their face. They just type out what they think God has told them and form a prophecy. Some of the stuff, Stan Johnson, the prophecy club, like Dimitri Dudeman, of what's going to happen. And so they lay all this stuff out. And so this is what seems to be the timeline. And this is where I'm going to spend my 15 minutes. Okay, the first part of the timeline is, and I'm picking it up like halfway through this broadcast that Zen did, or three quarters of the way, on coming civil war in America. Anyways, this Zach Mason says that he's narrowed down about five people who are no-name people, housewives, plumbers, even a child who basically post on YouTube what the Lord's been telling them. And so they say the first part, very soon Joe Biden is going to die of a heart attack in office. And when that king, quote unquote, when that dead king, and that's what the prophecy says, and this is Be You Ready. If you actually look at that YouTube channel, he's one of these like prophets that's like a nobody, which he's been accurate for like the last 2 years. He actually prophesies that he said the Lord God is going to take. He's going to take your job. He's going to take your entertainment. He's going to take your sports. He's going to take, he's going to cover your face. He's going to cover your face all before COVID-19. It all happened. Anyways, this guy, Zach Mason, he covers all that. Anyways, so they say Joe Biden dies. And when your dead king dies, and there's other prophecies that he actually dies of a heart attack in office very soon. He goes, then your dollar dies. Then your dollar dies. And then darkness, deep darkness will come upon the earth. And the way Zach reads the writings of these particular people, it talks about almost like an EMP is like the next big thing that's coming. And if you actually go to Google and you actually type in, or you actually say, Google, when does Joe Biden die? And they'll say, President Biden dies in August 2023 of a heart attack. There's actually confirming witnesses. Also, Alexis. Alexis was asked, Alexis, when does World War III start? Alexis says, World War III starts November 22nd, 2023 at 6:05 p.m. when the Russians invade Germany. So anyways, just to go along with this timeline. So Biden seems to have heart. There seems to be an EMP that happens. We go into darkness. The Catholics talk about it, 3 days of darkness. But it also talks about a spiritual darkness, a deep darkness. It also talks about death is going to be like the number of birds flying in the air. An EMP seems to go off. Deep darkness comes both physically and spiritually. Biden has a heart attack. The dollar collapses, worldwide economic collapse. And then it goes on to say, and it goes into kind of a Q type of thing where Donald Trump is brought back. But the next thing it says, let me check my time. Okay, I still got 8 minutes. Okay, it talks about the prophecies after this that Zach lays about is that a wicked woman then rises up who's in the back of the room and she takes control of the United States. And she's more wicked than Jezebel. And that she causes persecution among Christians, locking a lot of people up. It's really chaotic for a couple of months. And then the next prophecy is that the Washington, D.C. is actually bombed, and that I will destroy all of your statutes. I will destroy your buildings, and your ruling elite will be crushed and destroyed. And the interpretation of that is that D.C., I guess the great and mighty kingdom of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin, basically sets off a nuclear bomb in D.C. Right after that, according to the timeline, according to these other prophecies.
What month and year is this?
This is right after Biden has a heart attack and either Kamala Harris.
July 23rd is the date I have for the Biden heart attack. July 23rd, 23 is what I have for the heart
attack. Okay, it could be something like that. I heard August, whatever.
Kamala Harris. Go ahead.
Name is Chlamydia.
Keyword can't
be. Her name is Chlamydia Harris.
Chameleon Harris.
Chameleon? All I know is her names means.
You get it.
Her name is Kamala.
Kamala.
I know this. I'm just saying it. What is a chameleon? What does a chameleon do? A chameleon camouflages itself so it can hide, right?
But you're
right. Well, her name actually means in Hindu. It means the devil.
Yeah, it does. But anyways, brought that up last weekend. Go ahead.
Right. This prophecy says she rises up. She persecutes a lot of Christians, locks a lot of them up, kills a lot. A lot of them get through their preppers or
locked
whatever.
Up a lot of black males for marijuana. And right. Every time they try to get out, she said no. You know why? She was found out to have particular investments in prison labor. And
yeah,
a lot of
judges
corporations.
Do. Yeah.
So she had to keep prisoners in longer to get more work done. She was a slave driver.
Right.
Yeah, she was slave. Right.
She ran the plantation. Okay.
These
right.
People.
Well, anyways, some people say it's going to be her. I personally think somehow Hillary comes back because if you think about it, if she's more. If the scripture or the prophecy is that this wicked woman is more wicked than Jezebel, she's got to be smart. The only one I know is smarter than Jezebel is Hillary Clinton. And it does say that it's a woman in the back
of the
room. You
got to be dumb. You got to be
right.
Tough.
Okay, so the next part of the prophecy is that Washington is bombed. Something happens in which the military actually takes over. Now, this would actually dovetail into QAnon, in which the military does an actual coup against the United States government.
Now,
when they bring back Donald Trump.
When that happens and they take over, I mean, doesn't that mean the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in control? Am I not mistaken?
Well, it could be them, or it could be people like Colonel McGregor that gets a hold of 1,000 tanks. And he rolls in the wheel. Who knows? But they do bring back Donald J. Trump. But the prophecy says they will bring him back, but not for America's good, but to bring America into chains and into war. And so the interpretation is that a world war breaks out once Trump takes over, being installed by this counter coup by the United States military, and we go up against the Russians. And then shortly after that,
we're not going
shortly after that, we get the Dmitry Dudeman prophecy, in which the United States government, quote unquote, makes war against the communists.
Seven major cities are destroyed.
And the communists make war against the United States government. And then all of these different five nations that infiltrate the United States start to make war. And then it's the Russians that actually do a first strike on all of the key centers of the American military infrastructure, as well as the 12 most wicked cities that are destroyed. Chicago, L.A., D.C., New York, Miami, L.A., I forgot all the rest of them. And then we descend into a civil war in the United States. And then other prophecy, according to George Washington, the founder, president, the first president, he says
the that three perils.
Right. That China actually, after we've been weakened through the COVID mass vaccine, through the civil war, through the five different countries that infiltrated.
My gun didn't catch COVID.
What's that?
I don't think there's a gun out there that got sick from COVID. So
a gun? What are you talking about?
Hey, you said America is going to get weak from COVID. I got to be honest with you. 398. I know what you're saying. It's called sarcasm, bro. Read into it a little bit. 398 million guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens and some non-abiding citizens.
Oh, right. Well, no. Just here in Washington State, we have 400,000 long-range, long gun.
Yeah, a bunch of hunters.
Rifles.
Yeah,
with scopes. Yeah. No. But anyways, George Washington says the Chinese basically land. They take over the West. I'm just saying, I'm trying to go through the timeline.
I'm telling them to come get some. Go ahead.
Right. But here's the final quick kicker that I've come to.
All right.
Is that we are under AI. And if you actually take a look, even
we don't have any free will, huh? Okay.
What's that mechanic? Go ahead.
There's no free will?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
It's just a question. It's just a question, bro. It's a round table.
The one thing is, AI, it's dangerous, man. Yeah. When I first started broadcasting over the open airwaves, I was saying it's about the most evilest thing you can think of. But it depends on how it's used.
Right. That's what I wanted to finish up with. If we are being controlled by AI, and we've got Alexa, we've got Google, we've got chat, GTA or whatever it is, all telling us these different things.
GPT, isn't it?
Right. Whatever it is. And then we got the prophecy lined up, and then we got the death wave. We know the trajectory. We know that the economic system's not going to hold very much longer. We got the war in the Ukraine. The Russians are winning that, in which we're going to have to react to. And so when you add all this stuff up in timeline, what are we looking at? Are we looking at a AI that is demonically driven, which is like burning up chicken houses today? In fact, today, breaking in the last 2 hours, phone cuts, cable cuts have been cut to Verizon, to all these different phone companies on the East Coast. 100 million people tonight have gone dark.
Twitter and YouTube were down for a while this evening or this afternoon.
Right, coming YouTube into the too. Evening. Yeah, they've been cut. And so we're going to see more of that. And so as we go into,
I mean, they're back up now. They're back up now, but yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is that my timeline is we got basically 6 months to get ready. Sell whatever you can sell. Get ready.
Be more specific, please.
Then we go into, I think, we go into an EMP, Biden dies, EMP, economic Biden collapse, dies, right around April, okay, right around August. Right around August. With that's my timeline. That's what I wanted by 15 minutes.
The lights go out, president dies. That's quite the situation.
Over what time period? Like, how long will this take? A day, a minute, or a week, or how long?
No, they all say it's going to happen all at once. In fact, the prophecy saying when your dead president has a heart attack and dies, then your dollar dies. And then darkness comes upon the earth.
I'll just kill the dollar. That's good enough. That's good news to me, killing the dollar. Go ahead. Like,
well,
not
come
switching
on.
To. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think that way. I think about buying time, delaying judgment.
Well, you know, a lot of people equate the collapse of the U.S. hegemony over the world's economy as collapse of society in general. And I'm saying that's nonsense. I'm saying we don't need U.S. hegemony in the first place. And, you know, the government has not been good stewards of that. So it should.
Nick, don't fool yourself. If the United States worldwide currency, the dollar collapse, there will be calamity, there will be wars,
well, yeah,
there will be death everywhere.
But not the dollar
everywhere.
Itself. They'll have to collapse everything, and they'll have to unleash the hordes, because we're not going to be instant hordes. You know, it's going to take time for society to actually collapse, but I agree. There's not going to be just a dollar collapse. There's not going to be just a grid collapse. It's going to be, if there's any collapse at all, it will be total and complete. And I'm saying that's just... I don't think that can happen. Like most, you know, rational.
Yeah, people. No. Once it goes, once that linchpin goes, the dollar currency, the worldwide currency collapses, you got to realize that something like 60 or 70% of the business of the world transactions happened in the dot. John Wayne, where are we out on TalkStream?
I'd have to go back and look.
You got to be kidding me. You
should do that on backline. Do that.
You're like,
don't put that on air.
You're like a cross between a Lawnmower Man and Dustin Hoffman from Rain Man. Yeah, Rain Man and the Lawnmower Man. Jack.
Rain Man, 2-2, 2-2, ace, king, queen. Yeah, right.
Actually, to be honest with you, we dropped a couple spots, Jacker. We're in 16. So.
What are you doing on my broadcast, Jacker?
Oh, I think 16 in the middle of the night. 15
minutes, two spots.
We're talking about 3 a.m. on the East Coast.
One spot decline every 7 minutes while you talk.
A little inconvenient mathematics there.
Okay. There you go. All right. Well, there's your timeline. Your timeline is August. August is when Biden kicks it up. The MP happens, and then we get Harris. And then we get the economic collapse.
I think it's because you left, Jacker. I think it's because you left, the ratings went down.
Oh, that's a good point. Because everybody thought I jumped off.
Right.
There's enough listen to that stuff. A bunch of, you know.
Hey, two feathers, whose side are you on, punk?
No, they just figured they were going to listen to a bunch of pot.
You've got a job to do, chief.
Yeah. Hey, ain't you got some pins to line up the 12th lane?
Truck driver goes out and gets an OSHA card, thinks he's got some authority.
Yeah, we got some authority over here.
Go ahead, Jack.
Go ahead, Jack.
Now, you know this is documented, Jacko.
What's that?
You know this is documented, right?
Oh,
you're calling
no,
out,
no.
August. Now, you know we're going to come back in August and...
No, I'm sure of this. This is the timeline. This is actually... And you, what I base this on? I base this on how I know God. So the heart and mercy of God if he was going to do this big thing and let the whole world go into this next rotation, would he not, in fact, I prayed about this many times, would he not give us a spring and a summer and a harvesting season before all this happens? And would he not warn us and at least give us a chance to plant gardens, to do what we need to do, sell our shit, move out of the cities? He would give us 6 months. He would do this. God does not just let, you know, calamity happen all at once.
But to solidify your point, to solidify your point, Jacker, I would have to add, we look at, remember, we all here at the roundtable know, and if we kind of kept it in the back burners of our mind, that America is training these Ukrainians on those ground missiles and those tanks to how to operate them to send to Germany or Poland, whatever, to have them shipped into the war zone of Ukraine. Remember that. Go ahead, Jacker. I'm sorry. I wanted to add that to it. You know, I mean, hey, and it'd be right on timeline with what Jacker's saying.
Oh, yeah. No. If you take a look.
Soldiers train. Go ahead, Jacker.
If you take a look at the tsunami of the death wave from the jab, it's now crashing into shore. And if you take like in Indonesia, when you saw the tidal wave came in, it crashed, everybody ran, and then it flowed and wiped out all these kind of people. It's crashing in now. You take a look at the food scarcity, burning, you know, egg nests and hens. And there was another big one tonight. I forgot what it was. And then now they're going after, and if we got AI that's actually in control of the operation, they're going to cut our communication down first. Then they're going to go for our bank accounts, in which we're going to say, why did my bank account disappear? Well, file a court suit. Well, we'll deal with you in a year when they know full well we don't have another year. We got 6 months before this calamity starts to hit us and before we go into darkness. And ultimately, it looks like they're going to provoke the Russians to first strike us. And so we can see.
No. Can I ask you a question? It's relevant to what you're talking about. If the Russians are. No. Because I'm hearing a lot of rhetoric from out of Russia, out of RT, out of Wagner, having to do with this notion that they're going to come liberate Americans. Now, that's not the type of talk that you're referring to. I think Russia is fully aware, i.e. Putin and company, are fully aware of a hijacked corporate America.
Right. Well, now, mechanic, you get into really heavy, heavy thinking in which only...
Because I never do that.
No. You got it. And so... And so, in fact, it's alluded to one of the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin's speeches. He talks about supporters or an element within North America. They fully know that there's 40 to 50 million American veterans that now know that America has become a satanic state. And they basically... know that they've forgotten their God or whatever. Putin knows this. He knows they're like you. They're all tacked up. Yeah. Mechanic, you got your night vision. God bless you. You got high quality. You got your shotguns. You got your rifles. But there's about 30 million, 50, 40 million people just like you. And you're not even in the military. And so when they talk about, if you actually take a look at the Dmitry Duderman prophecy about where Russia actually hits the United States, it talks about hitting military targets and the 7 or 12 most wicked cities. It doesn't talk about rural America. where most of us are at. It doesn't talk about, just destroying cities and vaporizing people left and right for no reason at all. And if you actually take a look at the actions of Putin on how he went to war with the Ukraine, he actually tried to avoid civilian targets, even though the Ukrainian people tried to use them as shields in every city. They tried to keep them there to use them as shields. He tried to knock out the power to make it cold, to tell the people, you need to get away from these cities. You got no water, you got no power, go on, go to Poland, go someplace else, because the man dance is going to happen. We're going to party with these Khazarian Jews that got control of the Ukraine, which are using the Ukrainian men as cannon fodder, as sad as it is. And now we know 400,000 have lost their lives, which means if you times it by four of the wounded, you're talking about 1.2 million that have been wounded. In other words, lost arms, legs, eyes, concussions, that type of thing. So,
man, there's 2 billion people that got vaccinated, bro.
Yeah, compared to vaccinations, it's nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. We're talking about, we could be looking at 1 billion, maybe 2 billion people
dead in the next 3 to 5 years. Dead. 3 million, 2 billion people off the planet in 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, in the next 1, 2, or 3 years. And so he knows all this is getting ready to happen. Just like that woman I tried to play, who's got that rage. Multiply that times 100,000. All these people, you think they're that stupid? You don't think these people killed them? They were part of mass murder?
I don't think there'll be the type of rage from that individual. That type of
mechanic,
person.
When the power goes, listen, mechanic, when the power goes off.
There are gender roles, bro.
When in August, when Biden dies, the economic collapses and the power goes off and you're in darkness, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to grab your dog.
Yeah, I'm equipped, bro. I won't be in darkness. Go ahead.
No, you're going to grab your dog and you're going to grab your weapon and you're going to know these people in your particular community, which have been involved in mass murder, are coming to hunt you. That's the first thing that you're going to do. About 2 or 3 days into the darkness, mechanic, you're going to grab your dog and you're going to grab your weapons and you're going to say, come on, you MFers. I know who you are and they know who you are. And that's the Civil War. That's the American Civil War that
you
Zach
think
Mason
that
talks
was
about.
Coming?
That's what's coming.
So as I continue to state on these roundtables, High Council roundtables, I checked the obituaries, right? Now, I mean, I've had kind of a couple ways to gauge this, from my dad's passing to my dad's best friend passing. And since my dad's best friend passed on January 2nd, there have been 49 deaths. That's a lot of people, man. That's just one funeral home across the entire nation, let alone the entire world.
Well, not only that, my wife, who does she's got a sort of a avocation type job where she works at a, even though she's retired and, pension, Social Security, she came home for about a week, spent a week in my darkness, wanted to do Craigslist and all the stuff that I do. And she just said, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting underneath your thumb. She ran away to a job, right? This job is at a Catholic gift store, gift shop. The amount of people that want candles for the dead, etc., over the top cards for sympathy. And now one of the Catholic dioceses that actually has a cemetery has contacted her and wants her to come to work in a cemetery where she actually bought plots for me and her. She actually bought these, we got little urns, which we're going to see the Puget Sound. Now, these Catholics, the magical thinking, you turn into dust and you get put in an urn, and then you're able to,
the urns able to see the Puget Sound on the cemetery. Crazy, crazy stuff. Anyways, they want to hire her. And so because there's so many people dying, so many graves are being dug up, they need admin, you know, administrative people, and they're trying to hire her away. No, the death wave is here. It's crashing on the shore and like bomb, like in Indonesia, the Boxer 2004, that tidal wave, it's rolling in. And it's not only rolling in with the death wave from the vax, it's rolling in food scarcity, energy scarcity, hyperinflation. I mean, one thing after another. I mean, they've set this thing up like we've literally got a serpent seed race that rules the earth, which is trying to devour us, literally devour billions of us. And so that's the reaction you're seeing from this white girl. She realizes, wow, they killed her dad openly. Somebody else go ahead. I'm talking too much.
Wait a minute. You got to be kidding me. I give you the mic. You're talking too much. I mean, feel free, Jacker. Feel free.
Well, I went for 1 hour. I just wait for you potheads to burn out, and then I knew I could go.
You gotta dig up a little bit on your sativa versus indica strains. Otherwise, you're just left in the dark, Chief.
No, what I'm saying is we got 6 months, mechanic.
I disagree. I understand your notion.
When the heat hits, listen,
mechanic. I heard you say that a year and a half ago.
Through
concept
ago.
And through strategy, you don't understand my office. Ahmad, is that...
I understand that you keep making predictions that don't come true and then try and say, well, it's because I said something.
No, it's concepts. It's strategies. It's ideas. If you can overcome it. I'm out of that now, Ahmad. There's no... I came up with a $100 trillion concept.
You said at the beginning of the year that we'd be in World War III in 30 days. We're not in World War III.
We're in World War III right now, Ahmad.
Well, the war on humanity, if that's what you want to call World War III.
No, it started...
I'm talking about, he was meaning military war.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, it started February 22nd at 2:22 p.m. Eastern Time in 2022. That's when World War III actually began.
People, I think it started in... December of 20.
Yeah, well, some people say it started at actually 9/11.
It actually started with the Opium Wars, and that's really what we're talking about right now.
Well, screw it. They've been hate. Look, there's been an attack on humanity since this country was spawned. They hate the idea, the notion that we have about the freedom that we do. This uncontested liberty to speak out against your government is a disgusting ideology to these other nations. They hate us for it. And furthermore, they hate the Creator for allowing us the freedoms that we have when it comes to free will. They despise...
Right. Well, mechanic, let me just address a mad painter. The reason why...
You can show some respect, right?
Right. Well, the reason why a mad painter is that now I do believe... that we got 6 months and there's nothing going to stop it. No concept or whatever. I hit the whole system with the $100 trillion concept, which they could commercialize every square foot of the earth and every human being with AI. You don't understand, Ahmad. We have AI. AI can come into somebody like your life or mechanic's life. And they could say, mechanic could say to AI, you know, chat, GT4, whatever. What is the best thing? I'm 49 years old. I'm young. I'm healthy. I'm good looking. This is how much money I got. This is my skill set.
The help from you is standing.
Directly from chat.
Would tell him it's time to end his life and let somebody else take over.
Directly from chat GPT. Directly from chat GPT. I asked how many Ukraine soldiers have died. says the number of Ukraine soldiers who have died as a result of the conflict in eastern Ukraine is not publicly available and constantly changing. Right, absolutely. As such, the conflict in eastern Ukraine began in 2014 and has resulted in a significant number of casualties among Ukrainian military personnel and civilians. According to various sources, the number of Ukrainian soldiers who have died ranges from several thousand to over 13,000. It's important to note that the conflict in Ukraine is ongoing and the exact number of casualties may be difficult to determine. The situation on the ground is complex and the impact of the conflict extends far beyond just the loss of life. It is a humanitarian crisis that continues to affect millions of people in Ukraine and the surrounding region. Now that's right, what ChatGPT says.
Right. Colonel Doug McGregor puts his credibility in line. Guess how many he's saying now? Scott Ritter said the other day.
Well, they're saying 400,000 now.
He's saying four. And that now we're getting to the real number.
They're circling Bakhmut right now as we speak.
Right. And you know how many people died in World War II, Americans?
I don't know. It was a lot.
4 years.
That
was
220,000, 225,000 in World War II?
About 600,000 Americans died in World War II. Guess how many Russians died?
Oh, a hell of a lot, man.
I think it was over 1 million.
29 million.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, even Putin said, you know, he even said, he paraphrased it.
ChatGPT says approximately 416,800 American military personnel lost their lives.
Right, right. But the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, he paraphrased with the German tanks coming into the Ukraine. And this is what he paraphrased. And I wish I was a speechwriter.
29 million Russians. Somebody looked this up in chat. The 29 million Russians died. I got concerns about that one. I don't know.
No, look it up. The number of Russians that actually died.
Oh, trust me, I want to fact check you, bro.
The number of Russians that died, it's either 29 or 31 million that died in the Great Patriotic War. Type in the Great Patriotic War.
Okay, here, let me say it. Okay, so this is ChatGPT. How many Russians died in World War II? The number of Russians who died during World War II is estimated to be between 26 and 27 million. This is the highest number of casualties among all the countries involved in the conflict.
Shit. It's been altered. That shit has been... It represents
a significant portion of the Soviet Union's population at the time. Majority of these casualties were civilians who died as a result of the war's direct and indirect impacts, such as air raids, famine, and disease. The war also took a heavy toll on Soviet military personnel, with millions of soldiers losing their lives in the brutal fighting on the Eastern Front.
Right, yeah. So it's
just, I mean, there's like, one more paragraph, but I mean, to the hell with it. Go ahead.
Right. Well, anyways, the great and mighty king of Mother Russia did a speech to his gang, his crew, and he basically said this, and I paraphrase it, even though his writer didn't write it like this. If I was Putin's writer, I would have wrote it like this, but Putin basically said, "You sent your German Tiger tanks, and we destroyed them. Then you sent your German, with the crosses on it, Panzer tanks. The Panther tanks, we destroyed that cat too. Now you're going to send your Leopard cats tanks with the German crosses, and we will destroy that one too." Wouldn't that have made a great speech? Oh boy,
yeah, I
miss daily contact with the great and mighty king of Mother Russia. This war's left us all discombobulated. Trump presidency, Biden, all the rest of this stuff, it's all gotten in the way. Now we're all like, got snot hanging out of our nose. We're in the fight of our life.
Really? You don't speak for the rest of us, kid?
Oh, don't worry. I got a back channel. You just put it on the internet, certain places. It gets to where it wants to go. Trust me.
All right. I don't know if trusting you is a great, you know, fiscal idea.
Get out there and pick that apple up off that fence post. He's got the rifle. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Hey, Jackie, let me ask you a few particular questions. Are you down for a little bit of an interview? I got some questions, man.
Look, I own the hill. Nobody's been able to knock me off this hill I've been on Revolution Radio.
Okay. Well,
here we are. We're talking then. Let's talk. Go ahead.
Hey, let's go ahead,
mechanic.
Let's
party. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's rock.
You got to ask Hello what? Nobody wants to be on the top of
that. Fossil fuels, Jacker.
I want yes or no answers from you.
Right. Okay, you're not going to get that. But he wants to go personal first. Go ahead. Go personal.
Fossil fuels. Is that a real dinosaur fuel? Dinosaur remains turning into fuel. Fossil fuels. Is that a real thing? Is that fiction?
No. Basically, fossil fuels are the expansion of the hell realm beneath our feet that grind up rock, that cause lava, that goes up, that creates pools of oil. And so the reason why we're seeing so many volcanoes going off is that so many other people are going into hell and it's expanding. Fossil fuels are actually the expansion of wickedness, darkness, sin of people going into hell. And that's actually what creates our fossil fuels. Go ahead.
Okay. It is in my view that fossil fuels are fiction entirely. So that tells you the difference in the kind of ideology that we're on. I got a couple more questions. Roll with me.
Oil is created by crushing rocks. The
I agree with the sediment, there's a word I'm looking for. Sediment.
Wait a minute. You do know that the Russians have created synthetic oil by crushing rocks. By crushing rocks together at high pressures, they create synthetic fuel.
Yeah, I can.
But it's not energy efficient.
I guess.
The Russians can create diamonds.
I can't take your word for it. Man, I'm going to have to look it up. But okay, I mean.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, I'm at the height of knowledge. I'm like the god of knowledge. Well,
you're literally 2 seconds away from being utterly up to your eyeballs full of shit.
They can make diamonds now. Apparently, you can be a diamond. Once you die, you can be cremated. Some of your ashes put into a diamond. So they can do that now. There's a service you can
I believe the technology is there. Yeah. They have synthetic beef. They have synthetic milk. They have synthetic eggs. By the way, synthetic eggs. Bill Gates, right before the two factories were burnt down, invested a ton of money into a egg supplement. And I got the ingredients, and they ain't pretty. They want us dead, folks. They want us to stop to stop creating. They want us dead. They want to take a free will. They want us to turn us all into a bunch of mind-enslaved robots that just do exactly what they say, don't ask questions. And here we are. We're bickering back and forth about a bunch of BS.
Yeah, so any more questions?
I got a couple more for you. EVs. Turns out Wyoming passes a bill to ban electric vehicles by 2035 in their state.
That's what you're seeing is the breakup of the 7,000 kingdoms of the American law enforcement power tree. Once this darkness comes, mechanic, you on your mountain with the police that, you know, like you and the ones that don't or whatever, you're going to become your own kingdom. Everybody, the whole country is going to get shattered into geographical strongman districts. That's what's going to happen. It's just automatic. It's what's going to happen. When the power goes out, people are going to walk outside. Then they're going to start comparing notes. What do you got? Do you got beef? Do you got butter? Do you got guns? Can I help you? You know, where are the children at? We need to make sure the children are protected. And then you're going to shatter of all these different, it could be 100,000 different communities, which I know Nick would like, and I would like actually. But that's what's going to happen once this darkness descends. Go ahead.
So I don't believe that electric vehicles are going to be the future. I don't even believe that they're going to have the success of electric vehicles in this country. So that's
No, it's all a head fake.
Yeah, it's all a head fake.
With the solar, it's not going to happen.
There's no validity in an electric vehicle future.
Yeah, no mechanic. The elite know what we are projecting of what AI is going to do, but we got 6 months left, and then in August, during a heat wave, that's when we get the EMP, the darkness comes, Biden dies, Harris rises up, the dollar collapses, and then we go into the, like, the end of days. It's not the end of the world, but we go into darkness. The Catholics call it 3 days of darkness. I think it's going to be more than that. But
what point in your life did you start aligning with such a dark, futuristic view, but yet you've made it to this point in your life? I mean, your kids, do they walk around with the same view, this altruistic?
They don't come into my world.
Right, your world. They know about it.
But what really did me in?
Yeah.
If you want to know what
the chickens,
me,
the chickens.
Nope.
Oh.
It was Zen Garcia and the Serpent Seed Line. And once I started checking that out, once I started checking out the videos, and I saw there's shapeshifters among us. These people are not. They got some kind of.
I did see something pretty interesting the other day. I saw an individual get into this, like, a bubble top car, and he had these solar panels on top of the little test car, and, you know, just testing out a vehicle by way of solar, which I just thought was pretty interesting in our timeline. Go ahead.
No, I'm talking about if you can actually go on the video, live video. It's all over the internet if you know how to look for it. And you can see that there's a group of people that got reptilian eyes, their teeth kind of like fang and morph, their fingers and their hands are not like.
Yeah, they've developed a technique to hide
some kind
the
of
reptilian tongues.
But it was actually Zen. To answer your question. Back. Right. To answer your question, mechanic, it was actually Zen Garcia. He was actually gave me the piece of the puzzle in which I was able to take 500 complex pieces of a complex puzzle and actually put all the pieces of my life together. And then I was able to see. And now I'm at the top of the mountain. Top of the Flat Earth Mountain.
So, this brings me to another point. Go ahead, Two Feathers.
I can see anything.
Reptilians mentioned in the Bible.
Sorry.
Oh, that's the Serpent Seed Line.
Okay. All right. That's what my question
is. Wait a minute.
It says Serpent Seed Line anywhere in that Bible.
No.
Well, Ahmad, Wait a minute. Ahmad, you admitted that you had a second row of teeth when you were a baby that was pulled.
What are you talking about?
What's that got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, we all got these genetics. You've got a second set of teeth that was pulled. You admitted to. I've got kind of pointy ears. We all got the Canaanite. Zen Garcia thinks we've all been affected by the serpent seed line. What?
A canine is a dog, not a reptilian.
No, it's a bloodline of the bloodline of Cain.
No, I'm a child of Abraham.
Well, no, there's some people that are pure mammalian. A lot of blacks are, yeah. A lot.
I'm Creole, Indian.
A lot of whites are, but a lot of whites, and I'm telling you, a lot. You're talking 15.
Hey, listen here, and listen here. There's only one race, and that's the human race, okay?
There you go.
No. There's separate bloodlines.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, that's
No, people with red hair. I've got a tint of red hair, green eyes, or blue eyes. They've got the Nephilim blood in them. I've got a daughter. It's got green eyes.
People with different ethnic backgrounds, sure. But there's only one race, man. That's the human race. Race is a construct, man.
It's what divides us, man.
And right now you're participating in it, man.
No, I'm talking about what Zen's talking about, the crucifix. Let me finish. The crucifixion. When Jesus opened up his arm, he had one on the right, one on the left. And Zen basically lays out that what happened when Jesus died, he opened up the kingdom of heaven to both the reptilian serpent seed line, the Nephilim bloodline, their children, as well as the Adamic bloodline on both sides. And he opened up his arm. Now the reptilian side said, curse God and die, you MFer. And then the other Adamic bloodline says, you know, let me be in paradise with you today. And Jesus says, yeah, you don't even need to get baptized. You'll be in paradise today. But the fact is that Jesus opened up the kingdom of God through a sacrifice to everybody, both the reptilian, human hybrid bloodline, which I might have some of that, as well as to the Adamic bloodline.
You got something going on.
I think I probably got some of that Nephilim blood in me.
Nephilim ham, huh?
Yeah, I can think evil.
Okay, easy.
I thought about killing 30 judges one time. I got it in me. Don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a hot air balloon, dude. I think with a couple of slices to the, you know, the midsection, you deflate quickly. That's you.
What I'm saying is that he opened up the whole world. So whoever calls upon the name of the Most High and the Only Begotten Son shall be saved. He spoke that.
He did.
Anybody that calls out, even all the way to the end of life, he's able to forgive all the sins of the whole world.
Understand, if the notion that there's a Jesus Christ exists, then...
No, there's no notion. That's already done.
The only thing to understand is that Jesus Christ... Let me get this out. Jesus Christ is operating through the soul of the Creator. There would be no other acceptable position for him to be in. You see, the Creator, and if he has an agent, which would be Jesus, then this Jesus, under no other circumstance, his only existence would be to serve the Creator.
Well,
because there'll be no one above the Creator. You understand? There's no one above the Creator. There's no one to challenge the Creator. The thing about the truth and the Creator, because they are one, okay? Understand this. The thing about the truth and the Creator, all right, they are one. And about the truth, it won't be questioned.
Do you know about it?
Require your approval. And that's like the Creator. So this notion that if there's a Jesus, then the soul of Jesus is the Creator.
Right. Well, look, you're forgetting about the triune. So you're talking about the Spirit of God. If Spirit of God is in the ether, it talks about God is omnipresent and omnipotent. God is actually even in hell. He's in the ether. And so you're talking about the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God permeates everything, even Muslims, even like the people, like this one woman, she was going to commit suicide. This went viral. She did it on TV. She did it on YouTube or something, and she actually had a gun. And she goes, unless Muhammad unless Muhammad and Allah show up, I'm going to blow my brains out. And before the morning, and guess who came to her? It was Jesus. And once she realized, wait a minute, you're not Muhammad, you're Jesus. And there's a lot of people, Islam, that have died, which expected to see Muhammad, and they lived a righteous life. They prayed, everything else. And when Jesus showed up,
well, hold on.
They said, hold on. Wait a minute. You were supposed to be Muhammad, but you are my Lord and God. And even in death, they actually accepted Christ, even though they lived a life that was.
You said Muhammad lived a righteous life.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying is that Muslims that have lived a righteous life, it talks about Jesus says you cannot come to the truth, the knowledge. I am the way, the life, the doorway. You can't get through me. And then when these particular people die and they expect to see Muhammad, they end up seeing Jesus and they accept him as a son of God. In the end, they did accept the son of God. Thus, they came into heaven.
No, the Bible, nowhere in the scripture does it say that.
Yes, it does.
So that would mean that
the Apostle Paul.
Come on, it's ridiculous. The manifest.
No,
destiny.
The Apostle Paul talks about people.
Mother Mary. The manifest destiny. There was no conception. It was just a boom. You're pregnant. Hey, Mary. Guess what? Boom. You're pregnant. How you like them apples? Come on. Immaculate conception. Come on.
The female spirit of God came upon her. But anyways, it does talk, dude. So it does talk about people who never got a chance to even know the name or word of Jesus. Never got a chance to meet him. Never had any knowledge. And what does the Apostle Paul says? He says, even those people, their own conscience that they lived by, once they died, then when they came into the presence of God, they were accepted, even though they did not even know the name or anything about Christianity, Islam, any of that kind of stuff. They were pygmies, whatever you want to call them. And based on how they lived their life, when they came ultimately into the presence of God and into the only begotten Son, they accepted him, and thus they went into heaven. That's in the Bible.
So look, I think hell is inside the depths of humanity's creations.
No, hell's underneath
a dirty deed. Free will leads to a living hell, essentially, a humanity-created hell. Go ahead.
Well, if you look at it the way that the Bible says, he's responsible for creating hell and the devil and all evil.
Man is.
No, God. If he created everything, he created it too.
Well, okay, Mad, let's talk about evil.
So if he created it, that means he controls it.
Okay, Ahmad, let's talk about evil, how evil came about. All right? You ready for this one? Because you're saying that God created evil. Right?
Well, he can't say
if he's omnipotent, he created it. He could
have. You can't have good without evil, though.
He
permitted it.
It's the beginning.
You can't have good without evil. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
He said he cast the devil to the furthest most part of the earth. So there is, you know.
Okay, Matt, you want to see how God actually, he permitted evil, but he didn't create it. You want to know how he created it or how it happened?
Well, I know the story.
No, you don't.
Oh, shit.
So there's two or three gases, like there's like nitrogen and there's like oxygen and there's like another gas.
Wait a minute, that sounds like science, not spirituality.
Well, hang on. So each one of these different elements that, you know, created elements by themselves, they are inert. They won't hurt you. They don't mean anything. But what happened with evil and you're talking about Satan and the fallen ones, there's two or three different inert type of chemicals or whatever you want to call them mixed. One was called free will. You know, one was called pride or knowledge. One was called something else.
And where are you getting this at?
This is actually personal revelation right now, here and now.
All right, now stop right there. That means it's coming out of your imagination.
Right, right.
All right, so I don't need it.
Right, I'm only a political warrior prophet. This is what I do.
A prophet is never wrong. A prophet of God is never wrong. You've never been right.
That's not true. There are lots of prophets in the Bible. Right. Okay, well, then I'm like a minor prophet, or I'm like a layman or whatever. But you mix those three together, and then those once those are combined, then you get a demonic being or fallen one like Lucifer, in which he wants to put his throne above God. He gets all the ego of God. He gets the energy of God. He's got the imagination of God. And then all of a sudden, he believes through, because he knows that the foundation of all creation is by faith. God spoke. And so he spoke and says, I will be like the Most High. And he spoke his faith and put my throne above the throne of the Most High in the north. And so that's how you get evil. And a lot of people went along with him.
It was ego that started it with him. He thought, I mean, he was the archangel of music and art. He thought he had more groupies than God.
Oh, he was glorious. I mean, look at the most fine
creature ever created.
Right. I'm mad. You and I are about the same age. Look at the incredible music of classic rock.
I'm around 70. How old are you? Around 70.
Okay, I'm almost 64. So imagine the incredible classic rock of the 1960s, the Moody Blues, everybody. I mean, that was like, that didn't come from man. That was demonic archangels in the center of the earth creating music to launch a weapon mixed with drugs and mixed with free sex that basically busted us down in the 1960s and 1970s. You got to admit, there was no music like that ever. There's not music like that today. Don't you agree?
Oh, each era has its own style.
Well, I'm saying...
The 20s, and then you had the jazz, you know? And before,
yeah, but the jazz was not like...
Before that, it was concert.
Yeah, but it was nothing like Clearwater or Revival or the Doors or the Beatles. I mean, come on.
It was right on the prefaces of radio and TV. So I mean, you know,
right. And they hit us right at according to Coral Canyon, They all the musicians got together, David Duby and all the rest of them, Moody Blues, Sultans of Wing, all the rest. They all got together and they all got downloads of this stuff, and they hit us with the damn drugs, and the drugs were so good, and the girls were just like unloosening their belts. Yeah, I like that. Let's slow. What's that? What's that sex song? A slow heave or? What's that song? A slow,
look, I gotta get my butt to bed. It's 3:30.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you. I'm old like you. We gotta go to bed.
Y'all have a good evening.
Yeah. Everybody take care. God bless.
Slow hand, take it easy. Everybody loud.
Let's get, half an hour.
I forget your name.
You see,
I know I'm not looking at who's Freedom.
That's Nick.
Yeah, I meant to say Nick. Hi, Nick. And Sarge, are you still here?
I'm still here.
I wanted to ask you, I'm taking Philly, but I haven't made a bet yet. I just think they've got a better team, and they're going to put the whooping on Sucker Wolf Holmes. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm biased because I got a Patrick Mahomes autographed rookie card that's worth $6,000 right now, and if he wins the Super Bowl, it's probably going to go to $10,000. So I'm biased on that note.
As far as betting, though, on the game, you don't. Are you? I guess you're rooting for homeboy, the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm biased.
You know what trips me out about the Super Bowl? That the name of the Super Bowl, I mean the name of the stadium, it's called State Farm.
State Farm, yeah, and that's Patrick Mahomes has sponsorship with him.
And so does the what's the coach? Andy Gibbs. Andy. What's mm-hmm. trippy out too is what else that's tripped on is that I think they those referees in the championship with Burroughs, Cincinnati, and Mahomes, there was calls that should have been called for roughing the passer on Burroughs that wasn't called. A lot of shit, man. I think it was like the judges were on the chefs, the Chiefs team.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when you truly understand sports entertainment, you know the referee, whether it's wrestling, UFC, baseball, basketball, football, the referee controls the flow of the game. And who controls the referee?
God.
The same way that Pfizer is controlling doctors and nurses.
Yeah, you go. I was going to say whoever controls the paycheck.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I love the 49ers, but I just don't know about Kyle Shanahan. He chokes, and he just destroys.
I think it's personal. I think they didn't like his dad, and they're gonna blackball him because he got the same attitude as his dad.
Who's they?
The commissioner. Yeah. I mean, you gotta look at the owners.
Not true.
The owners.
With the owners.
The owners pay the commissioner to run the NFL, right?
Yes. But there's a squabble between the owner of the Frisco of some 49ers and that commissioner with Jed York. There's a little bit of there's some shit. That's what I think also happened to, but I don't know. D'Amico Ryans went to Houston. I'm going to be watching Houston this coming next year.
Well, you know, America loves a great story. That's the bottom line.
That's it. That's what keeps my mind from going cuckoo. And what Jacker was saying about who's planning all this, I think, in the rock and roll music. I think it had something to do with, I had it in my head. The Cypress, when they went back, to 1922 and started doing, Cycris? Was it the Cycris? Something like that. Damn it. I should have wrote it down. That's what's wrong with me. I don't know what that disease is called, where you can't remember things that you just thought of, get thrown off easy. I don't believe it's the cannabis. But, God, oh, so the Zychrist, do you guys recall the Zychrist, I think Hitler's used them and went back in time or something and created, and they had real long hair, those girls that would created it. But, I think it was in the UK as well. I don't know. I'm tripping.
No, I never heard of it, Jacker.
Are you talking about like the Zeitgeist?
Yeah, the Zeit. Yeah.
Okay.
I got this new laptop, and I had stuff. I upgraded my desktop. I upgraded it to Windows 11 from Windows 7, and I had everything transferred that was on Windows 7 that I had stored, pictures, all kinds of shit. And
I know. Zeitgeist, if y'all, I remember doing some research years ago about Zeitgeist. They did it to pregnant women as well. And the Zeitgeist that I know about is what they've done is they did this MK Ultra. If I know y'all familiar with that.
Oh, sir.
And what they've done is they mind rape you in this testing that they do with the Zeitgeist. To make you believe another timeline, but, in a way that they were trying to, say that they were trying to gear a type of thinking. Okay. But, people of today are so awakened about because it is a woke generation that's become about, and nobody's playing along with that. A lot of people are doing away with that junk. You know, they're just turning the jab, all of that. A lot of people are not on board. And to Mechanic's point, I sure hope that if in the wake of this liberation, that they're wanting to turn this ship around. Because it sure is seeming like a long time if we think in the wake of the Titanic. You remember what happened? And I'm not saying yay or nay, the Titanic was real. Maybe it was. I don't know. That's not my point. The point being is that with a big ship like that, because Monka Oscar and I work, and shout out to him at 602, we worked on a ship. And ships are really big. So you can't turn them like on a dime. You know, it does take a time a little bit to turn it. So, but we all know that they can't continue on this path of what they're doing to us. And even in here in our own country, they can't continue on guiding the Titanic toward the iceberg, quote unquote. You see what I'm saying? Per se. You can't gear it toward that iceberg because we're gonna run into it and it's gonna rip the ship off. You see, and that's what they're doing. And we've created this caste society to where nobody can move. We're only living, but we're not living like to our fullest potential, to Nick's point earlier. You know that they're not letting us create. That's a beautiful thing that Nick said. Did y'all kind of get that?
No, we're going to hit the iceberg, two feathers, no question about it. Within the next 6 months, by August, we will hit, the hull will tear, we will start taking on water, and then we will descend. But I wanted to jump back on what Sergeant Miller was saying about the football games and how they're all rigged. You can make a lot of money. Based on not the skill of the teams, but how they want to throw the game. And so, do we actually have the Super Bowl people lined up yet?
Yeah, so it's Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, a.k.a. Chiefs.
So it's going to be Kansas City against the Philadelphia Eagles, really?
That's right, Tucker.
Nothing on the West Coast?
No, Philly beat out they beat out the 49ers.
So the Super Bowl is going to be between the Eagles and the Chiefs?
Yeah, in Phoenix, in the Phoenix, Arizona area of Glendale City. And also, there's no ticket cheaper than $5,000. And I'm still wondering if they're going to sell it out. Because that's a big stadium, indoor stadium.
Oh, no. The Illuminati Serpent Seedline children, they all buy those tickets. That's their big thing. Where's it going to be in Arizona?
In Glendale, Arizona, which is a suburb of Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, Phoenix. Yeah, Phoenix. Oh, Phoenix. So Phoenix, the Phoenix rises from the ashes.
Jack.
So Philadelphia Eagles, Bird.
The Eagles against the Chiefs.
I think it's going to be Philadelphia wins. It's going to be the Eagle, the Phoenix that rises from the ashes out of Phoenix, Arizona.
They've got the better team on. They got some guys that kick some ass on that.
No, that doesn't make any difference. No.
Just talk for a minute, please. Do I need my 5 minutes back?
No,
I've been kind of watching them. They've got a badass whole team that's top dog in every department. The line, the defensive line, just a solid unit. That's in Kansas City, they don't have that running that fast dude. He went to the Miami Dolphins. You know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Sarge. But anyway, the NFL and the 49ers over the last year, take my mind off of all the bullshit that's kind of helps take all the bullshit off of the economy, how we're getting stroked, blah, blah, blah. So thanks for listening. Over.
Yeah, no. And I don't deal with football at all. I don't watch it. I don't watch any games, anything. But just taking a look at from my with spiritual vision, if you're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, so the Eagles, that's a spiritual type of entity, an eagle. Of course, the Phoenix, you know, rising from the ashes of the Phoenix.
That's right.
The fires of the New Mexico or Arizona?
What's that?
Phoenix, Arizona.
It's Phoenix, Arizona. I didn't know that there was a Phoenix, New Mexico.
No, Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, Arizona. Heat. And then you got Kansas City. That's so mammalian. Kansas City Chiefs, that's native. It's more mammalian, building like little tents that you got to bring along, like horses. And you set up your pup tent or your teepee. Kansas City Cowboys. Yeah. No, the game is going to go to Philadelphia Eagles. What's the point spread?
I don't know. It's 3.5 somewhere. It's not over.
Sergeant Miller, what's the point spread?
He might be busy. I think it was 3.5. And the over and the under was like 47.
Well, the Eagles win by 3.5?
No, they get 3.5 points. The Chiefs were favored, so they're minus 3.5. So they'd have to win by 4 points. The Chiefs to cover the spread.
All right, so who wins by 4 points between the two?
Oh, if the Eagles can win by 1 point, or they could, well, if the Chiefs win by 1 point, they still, they, the Eagles still cover the spread because you got 3.5 points.
Oh, so, it's going to be the Eagles.
So if it was a, if it was a 3 point win by the Kansas City and you had the Eagles plus 3.5, you'd cover the bet. Is that
yeah,
right?
But what I'm saying is that you're talking about Illuminati symbolism knowledge. And so when I take a look at this, and I know that serpent seed line of the world control this world, control all the sports, all the games, you're talking about the eagle, which is the phoenix, is rising from the ashes. No
I'm
question
not,
about it.
That's all in your mind. I'll say this, though.
No. That's the way the world works.
Your turn, my turn. I'll say this, though, that the game starts about 3:30 on the West Coast. And I think this halftime show is going to be a trippy one. They're going to pull some shit in this one.
What's the halftime show?
There's always something satanic in it.
Is it some bird or something like that?
I don't know that. I don't know that yet. I'm just stating. You know, they did it before down in New Orleans. I think the 49ers were playing someone else in the third quarter of that Super Bowl. Some shit happened, like the whole place went dark in the indoor place where the Houston Tell us about that.
Yes, the Mercedes Dome. I don't know. I don't watch football anymore.
Yeah, they changed it to. How long has it been the Mercedes Dome?
Quite a few years. Sergeant Miller could probably tell you.
Oh, so Mercedes. Wait a minute now. We got another confirmation. Mercedes is like Mercury, the messenger, the speedy messenger, which along with the bird, and these people are all about the occult. They're all about a satanic type thing.
All the stadiums have corporate names now, like the new Raiders Stadium, $2 billion stadium here.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. There's a cultic meaning.
They call it Allegiant Stadium. Candlestick was a original name for Candlestick Park, torn down. They moved the new park out to San Carlos, I think, and it's called Levi Stadium. All the stadiums have picked up corporate names.
Right. No, I'm almost guaranteed like 95% the Eagles are going to win. No question about it.
Well, the bookies don't want you to know that.
Right. Well, they don't want you to know it because they want you to look at numbers and stats, and he's a big, powerful linebacker.
All the other, can somebody catch so many catches? They've got a card you could take like a five-teamer and pick up some of these things. Will the punter have two punts? I mean,
they do all that kind of stuff. That's
how they make their money.
They work into the occultic realm, the hidden realm. And with the very fact that two birds come together, that's a very powerful combination. If you flip over the tarot cards and you go into the world, which I don't know anything about, but I know enough, there's absolutely no question about it. The Eagles are going to take the Phoenix Super Bowl. No question. No question.
I wish Sarge was still here. I'd like to hear what, because he bets.
He's here. He won't speak.
No, he might be taking care of business on the job. He's driving.
Oh, yeah. He might be. Might be working.
I'm doing my paperwork right quick.
Right.
But yeah, I'll be on by another 10 minutes. I'll be back on. We can have the conversation.
Okay. I'll hold.
Sarge, take notes what we're asking you.
Oh, no, he's got it. He's making money off this stuff. Sergeant Miller, he's been studying this occultic stuff. I've been kind of queuing off him. He's been realizing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the hell with the stats and who's the quarterback and who's the name.
I mean, I do about 10 bets a week using gematria numerology.
How you been doing?
Four out of ten. I'm 4 out of 10 every week.
Wow.
So one winning pays for my whole bet.
Wow.
For that week.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's not a lot, but it's enough to go get. If I want another AR, I can go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, he's figured out the white man's game.
What
does seed lines game?
What's AR mean?
15.
What's that?
AR 15.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't own any guns.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, so hopefully I got my message across tonight that we basically got 6 months.
Oh, that's what you said at the time. Remember the dude that used to come on and I can't think of. He's the one that said he lived underground in Arkansas and he was trying to get a commune going over there.
Terrell 03, yeah.
Yeah, Terrell 03. Everything in 180 days, and 100 days would show up. And
he did the Planet X, right? The whole solar system thing, right?
Let me finish what I was trying to say about what's his name you just mentioned. That he said 180 days, and he kept going on, and what happened? And then that 180 days ended up, and he'd come on and he'd say, oh, this, that. Well, finally, Nighthawk got pissed off and joined him on the show. And the chat room was crowded that day. It was crowded. There was a lot of people in there. And so he said, Daryl, I want you to apologize to all the listeners here that support the station and then some, because you've been saying this bullshit 180 days and it doesn't happen. And I'm tired of it. And I want you to apologize. So this is a live show. And Daryl just kept kind of avoiding that request from Hawk and kept going on and on and this and that. And then Nighthawk would interrupt him and say, I'm telling you now, I ain't playing no games. You're going to apologize to my... It was a pretty good show. And he did finally apologize to the audience and the listeners. And then he's kind of disappeared since then. But that's what you remind me all the time. 6 months now, your models that you used to have, I'm not trying to break you down, but the models used to come on a year ago and say, I've got 10 models of what's going to happen and this, how much, and I'm not bullshitting.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're like the, who was the kid that, shit, when you,
the Brian kid that, Wolf.
Yeah, there you go.
Here you go. Jer Bear, let me just speak for a minute. First off, the really three main founding members that really were able to kick off Revolution Radio over 12 years ago was Nighthawk, was Terrell 03, and was myself. We really energized it. In fact, you couldn't even duplicate that model right now. John Wayne talked about how high up we were on TalkStream or whatever. Right now, if you were to actually try to get a internet radio station going, you wouldn't even be in the hundreds to be able to get a radio station going or a podcast. Just wouldn't happen.
Well, you could do it on YouTube if you got good. You know, if you're in good blessings with them, I guess, and follow their bullshit rules.
Yeah, but even the YouTube, even you take a look at Dabu 7 or whatever, it's nothing compared to the listenership of Revolution Radio. And RBN actually benefited from Revolution Radio. But with that being said, there's a difference between saying every 180 days, you know, Planet X is getting closer and we're going to do this, in which, or you see the evil people designing plans, building structures, or building narratives, some type of changing of the reality, and then you figuring it out and then interjecting. You knowing what their plan is
And then through concept, strategy, or idea, you can upend them. You can do that.
If they don't come after me and kill me off.
Well, yeah, like they come after me and they lock me up a lot of times. But still, the very fact that you put a greater concept or strategy out there that was able to counter this strategy would stop them. And so people say, well, you're wrong, hijacker. You put out 10 models, you put out 12 models, you put out this and that. Yeah, but what they're not counting is that I actually put out counter strategies of which you can upend them. And then once they saw, wait a minute, we're going into a trap. Let's back off. Let's not do that. And then all of a sudden they don't do it. And for like, what, over 5 years, 6 years, I talked about the great, basically Russia was going to be on the menu. And that once they were done with Donald Trump, they were immediately turned to Russia to devour it. And I came up with a lot of counter strategies on how to try to keep Trump in power, which the great and mighty king, Mother Russia, did listen to me. I mean, if he had listened to me, they basically would have did an EMP during the 2020 election and not let it happen. You don't think Putin, after this war, would not have gone back if he could go back in time and done an EMP and messed up the 2020 election? And so it would have thrown into chaos, which Trump would have had to reset. You don't think Putin would have done that? Yeah, he would have. After what, 400,000 dead Ukrainians, maybe 50, 60,000 dead Russians, all the havoc. You don't think he would have done that? Yeah, he would have. But he didn't do it. He didn't take the strategy.
Let me ask you guys, how many people you think have died over this period of the Ukrainian affairs? How many people do you think have been actually taken off the earth?
You mean civilians and military?
Soldiers, millions.
Yeah, at least a million. At least a million.
Hey, are we coming back?
Yeah, we'll come back. I want to hear from Sergeant Miller on the football games. I'll come back. Over and out.
All right. My back, ladies. Game donate. Freedom slips on. Revolution.
Natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's hyper thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
12 0 NC 05.